News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And Copper, you've got a note on the board. About Elon Musk?
Yes, Elon Musk has now joined the board of Twitter.
Thereby yes, indeed.
Dropping like 50 points of respect from me.
Oh, well, you know, but it may be just the other way around. I mean, people are thinking he's going to go in there and shake things up.
Maybe. Okay.
See, that's the deal. He's been at war with Twitter. He's been poking them pretty hard on their own platform.
That's what I thought.
So the fact that he joined the board is because he now owns over 9% of the stock. He's the biggest shareholder they've got. And there's some indication he's going to go in there and rattle some cages, shake some things up. And there's some people already calling on him to go ahead and get Trump his Twitter account back.
Oh. This is going to be fun to watch.
So take heart. It might wind up being like the Lone Ranger just rode in. We don't know yet. I don't think he's going to go all woke on them and say, I agree with you now. I think he's going to shake some things up. All right. Number three on the triple dipper. I'm calling this section for the last half hour. What did they say? So if you hear the news around the state, by the way, I will just step back and say, when I resource this show, and I'm actually standing right now. When I'm standing here holding a stack of paper that I pull off of various news sites, one of the ones that I go to, and I hope you guys know about it by now too, is 1819news.com. 1819, I was with a bunch of the guys from 1819 this morning, just talking through various things and what their reporting's looking like and what, you know, how best they can convey the messaging of the state. And I mean, they are committed to giving you good, solid news and also giving you good, solid opinion, but keeping the two separate. I love that. I love the fact that I go to 1819 News and I can grab a story and it's going to be the news story and not the news they want you to read story. And then at the same time, when they're calling balls and strikes on the news, they're also very clearly sort of making the point that there's a lot of good stuff happening in Alabama, too, that some news sites just refuse to even bother telling you. Because you can look at, even though I go to AL.com and I pull some stuff off of there, I can look at AL.com by and large and I can think, why, do you guys even like living here? I mean, it's not obvious if you do. Not at 1819. So anyway, check them out. I encourage you to check them out, 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com, named for the year that Alabama became a state. And some of the things that I get off of there are the things that I'm about to go through right now. One of the two of the stories that I'll pull out of this stack are going to come from 1819. But I'm calling this, what did they say? Because you've got elected officials commenting on the news. Here's one for you. Story off of Fortune magazine. Oh, yes, I went out of the state for this one. Fortune magazine, dated April 1st. Did you see the fact that the Amazon plant or shipping center went through another union vote? You may recall, the Amazon employees have been cajoled by the union to unionize, which is going to wind up causing all kinds of problems at that particular plant. They've already gone through one vote, and the union was voted down. We are a right-to-work state. You cannot be forced to unionize, and they are required to vote by secret ballot. Anyway, they lost. They challenged it. Legally speaking, the National Labor Relations Board sees in favor of the union. They now have to go back. One of yours, what did they say? Senator Tommy Tuberville came out just the other day and asked the question as to why it would be necessary to do a second union election and signed on to a letter to the National Labor Relations Board questioning the efficacy of a second union vote when the first one has already gone. Story of Fortune magazine, too, you might be interested in. The vote did come down. So far, the union effort is losing. Now, there are 416 votes, though, that are being challenged. 416 total votes being challenged by both Amazon and the union. And we'll see. And what basis of challenge is I don't know. I mean, the union is saying that Amazon was putting a chilling effect on the attempts to unionize. Well, of course they were. They don't want it. Amazon is arguing all they had was educational meetings to tell people how things are. There was a very low voter turnout. Only 38% of the employees voted. So far, 993 voted no, 875 voted yes. Your elected official, Tommy Tuberville, takes issue with the fact that this happened at all. Speaking of Tuberville, here's another one. Story dated yesterday. What did he say? Turbeville, as to the border issues, wrote a piece that came out in yellowhammernews.com. Title, Biden is giving a green light where there should be a stop sign. He goes on to talk about the fact that illegal immigration is at an all-time high. 2 million illegal immigrants from more than 160 countries were apprehended at our southern border. That is nearly 10 times the population of Alabama's largest city, Huntsville. That'll give you some perspective, isn't it? Tuberville pointing out in his written piece that just literally 2 million, that's 10 times the size of Huntsville. It's massive. Well, goes on to talk about the fact that he believes, Tuberville does, that if the Biden administration lifts Title 42 and basically makes it easier. Title 42, by the way, if you're not familiar, is the federal law put in place in the early stages of the COVID pandemic that allows for asylum seekers to be rejected on the basis that they came from a country where COVID protocols are known to not be that stiff. So you've got right now, Title 42 is about to go away. At the same time, the Biden administration, by the way, is asking for billions more dollars in COVID relief funding because they say that COVID is not done. They're willing to start taking in people willy-nilly at the border with no COVID protocols. We'll vaccinate them when they get here. It'll be fine. Tuberville takes issue. I would say this, keep in mind, in this particular instance, every state is a border state. And this is a problem. All right, how about this one? AL.com. AL.com reporting yesterday that suddenly Kay Ivey is all about election integrity. Now, I'm not dissing on election integrity. I'm a firm believer that the last election was jacked up. Ate up like a soup sandwich if you get down to it. But Kay Ivey's been notoriously quiet on this issue, to my recollection. But suddenly, in the wake of the Mo Brooks endorsement and the questions being thrust upon her in her primary run against 7 other opponents, she is now suddenly talking about, quote, the fake news, big tech, and blue state liberals stole the election from President Trump, and here in Alabama, we're making sure that never happens. We have not, we will not send absentee ballots to everyone and their brother. We banned corrupt curbside voting, and our results will always be audited. I'm Kay Ivey. The left is probably offended, so be it. Well, that's a great statement. I would point out that none of that came from her office. That was Secretary of State John Merrill and the legislature passing laws that she had no choice but to sign. So she can go ahead and take credit and try to jump on that bandwagon, but I see through it. Yep, there you go. Speaking of Donald Trump, AL.com reporting as of yesterday, former President Donald Trump will hold another Alabama rally this summer. That's interesting. Here's the date. It's 2 days before the runoff. So right now, it's widely expected that, in fact, I've already predicted, and I'm going to go ahead and hang on to my prediction, that in the U.S. Senate race, we're going to have a runoff. And in the governor's race, I believe we're going to have a runoff. Right now, if you look at the polls, it's a race for second place in the U.S. Senate race. Mike Durant is in one poll, is a double digits ahead. And it's a race for second place to get into that runoff with either Katie Britt or Mo Brooks. If they have to have 50%. They're not going to get 50%. In the primary right now. I don't see that happening. Same is true for the governor's race. In the governor's race right now, there's no legitimate polling right now showing Kay Ivey getting over 50%. Now she's in the 40s, but close behind her is Tim James, and close behind Tim James is Lindy Blanchard, and then we have some other candidates, Lou Burdett, Dean Odle, and some others. And then there's a lot of undecideds, 21%. All right, so all that to say, there's going to be a runoff. Guess when the Trump rally is going to be? 2 days before the Trump, excuse me, 2 days before the runoff election. So right now, the Trump rally is scheduled for June 18th in Birmingham, location to be determined. The Republican primary runoff is set for June 21st. Huh. Do you imagine that what we might see is an endorsement, and you come to the state to rally the endorsed? And Would President Trump endorse a gubernatorial candidate? Is it at all possible? I ask you. I ask rhetorically, but yet I ask legitimately. Is it at all possible that President Trump, who may have some issues with Kay Ivey, might see fit to go ahead and endorse her opponent if he believes the polls are high enough, and then 2 days before the election, come to the state and say, here I am, I'm Donald Trump, and I like this Senate candidate, and I like that gubernatorial candidate. I don't know. I think the timing is funny. A lot of people are looking at it. All right, Copper, take us to our last break. We will go and do that. Come back and wrap up the day. I got a few more of what did they say? I'll tell you about those when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, winding up our day right now. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, if you're driving home and you get that dreaded call, the one that says, honey, the air conditioning's out, oh, Lord. Well, just know this, one of your resources, the one that I recommend to you is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Because it's 77 degrees outside right now, that means the air is going to click on, you hope. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they can do all of it takes to do either servicing, repair work, or installation on all your HVAC systems, whether they're gas or electric. And I love the fact that they're open 6 days a week. They can come out on a Saturday and square you away. You don't have to swelter all weekend long in the summer heat. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, and they got a special right now. They will service your unit, $69 per unit. They will get it serviced and ready for the summer months. And if anything goes wrong with that system that they serviced over the next year, 10% off any repairs. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. You can find them at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Well, listen, I'm doing this section here, kind of winding things up on the what did they say? Different, elected officials and politicians. What did they say? Well, you know, interesting thing was, if you remember this past Monday, we had Mike Durant, who's running for the U.S. Senate. We had him on the show, and apparently we're looking at being the only show that has interviewed him regarding comments that were brought out about him from 2011, where he had said some things that sounded like he was in favor of disarming the civilian populace. The context of it was, of course, giving a speech about Mogadishu. The interesting thing is, our interview has now become the storyline. Story on AL.com last night basically goes into great detail about his interview, along with another story that was on 1819 News. The thing that I found interesting was, as they talked about this on AL.com, it says Durant's campaign responded to questions about Durant's comment from AL.com by providing a link to the radio interview conducted by former Republican State Senator Phil Williams on his Right Side Radio show, and they actually had a link to our podcast. That's cool. And of course, Mike Durant said that those comments were mischaracterized. He says, I'm absolutely pro-Second Amendment, been a hunter all my life. I got my own collection of weapons. It pales in comparison to some folks' collections that I've seen, but certainly I do have one. I was an attack helicopter pilot in special operations aviation, and I shot more rounds per month than most people shoot in their whole lives. Well, some people have taken issue with him saying, I've been a hunter my whole life, because they say that's got nothing to do with the Second Amendment, and that was a comment that was being used by Bill Clinton. I think that's a bit tough when you consider that it was one phrase in the middle of an overall litany of why he believes he's still Second Amendment, but you take it for what it's worth. What did they say? One of the things being said is, of course, his opponent, Mo Brooks, came out yesterday. Story on Yellowhammer News. Mo Brooks says Mike Durant opposes the Second Amendment. He says that during the speech that Durant clearly said that he wants to disarm certain, citizens of the United States. So Tuesday on Yaffe's program right here on WVNN, Mo Brooks came on and said he was alarmed by Durant's comments and said, "I'm very much disturbed that Mike Durant would oppose a Second Amendment right to bear arms." Well, there you go. We are down to the last 48 days before we get to the primary, and the war of words is underway. Hey, let me see if I can grab this call real quick. You got about a minute to take it. Line two, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams on the right side. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, Phil. I wanted to get with you on this, but a lot of these, the Department of Homeland Security is transporting people around the country. And I'll try to get your email, but there's information where they're taking these pictures and sending them to Hong Kong, and they're making these false IDs, driver's license for these illegals so they can vote. If you, I will try to call back your email, and I'll send the information. I've got an awful lot on it.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate it. You can also go to rightsideradio.org and send us a message through that site there, too. So yeah, all right.
Okay.
I'll look at what you got. Thanks for hanging on, Mike. Appreciate it. All right, folks, some of y'all are in that drive home. You're thinking, man, what am I going to do for dinner? What is happening? Let me just suggest something to you. Did you know that Just Love Coffee Cafe does so much more than coffee? Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Two great locations, good environments, great to hang out, use their Wi-Fi, read a book, visit with friends, but the food and the coffee, wow. So I'm just going to give you one. I mean, do they have grilled sandwiches? Yes. Do they have salads and wraps? Yes. Do they have waffles? Yes. Can you have, breakfast for dinner? Yes. And then you got stuff you wouldn't even expect there. How about a chicken quesadilla, a flour tortilla, grilled chicken, pepper jack cheese, tomatoes, peppers, onions, jalapenos with a side of sour cream and salsa? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. I'll take two. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. One of our direct sponsors here at Right Side Radio. All right, folks, coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have a great night. We'll see you then.